Without further ado, it is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club. Morning, Mike. What's the temperature down there?
Like 22 or 23.
It's 15 here. It was 13 when I left the house this morning.
Man, that's cold.
It really is. I was just saying, it's not even the middle of November, and we've already had a couple of nights where the temperatures have been down in the teens. It just seems like this November has been colder than most Novembers. Thank God.
It's been cold, man.
Thank God it hasn't rained a lot during the month. Well, anyway, I have a question to ask to start off sports, okay? And it's, I think you'll know, but it's more for people out there than not, okay? And that is the name Zeke Rutkowski. Do you folks know who Zeke Rutkowski was?
Didn't he make pierogies in Detroit?
No. He had quite a role in NFL football. Just think about this. Zeke Rutkowski.
Rutkowski?
Rutkowski.
I don't know who he is.
The backup. The backup of Bart Starr all those years at Green Bay. He played behind Bart Starr.
I was three.
He passed away yesterday at the age of 88. So,
okay.
Well, I remember. It's funny because I remember Zeke Rutkowski. I don't know why he didn't play much, but maybe it's when the Packers.
Why he didn't play much?
No, he didn't play much. So I don't know why, as a kid, I would remember him. But maybe it's because when the Packers played the Giants, they kicked the living bejesus out of them, and they took Bart Starr
the whole game.
And then they took Bart Starr out like in the fourth quarter, and Zeke Rutkowski would come in. Because the Packers were beating the bejesus out of the Giants. That's all I can figure that.
By that time, you were probably on your way home.
No, I'm talking about watching it. I'm not watching it, listening to it on the radio. Mike, you got to remember, this was back in the 50s.
Well, I thought you were there.
No. In the 50s, my dad didn't take me to games when I was that young. You got to be kidding me.
Okay.
He couldn't. When we were that young, he couldn't drink. So what it took was, I had to wait till we got older.
You know what else? Who else died yesterday?
Who?
The Kentucky basketball team.
They lost?
They lost to Evansville.
Evansville? How is that possible?
It's possible. 25-point favorite got beat 67-64.
My God, that's Titanic.
Yeah, but I was watching. I forgot it was on. I was watching the end of the game. And I was seeing these young freshmen giving Calipari lip as he was trying to tell them plays. Like, at the end of the game, you know how they draw up the play?
Yeah.
These freshmen were talking more than him. So I don't think Mr. Calipari's very happy today with these freshmen. They think they're bigger than the team, apparently.
Man.
Yeah, there's that's a 9.6 earthquake in Lexington this morning.
All right. In baseball, Bruce Bochy was replaced. He's Gabe Kapler is going to manage the Giants.
Who?
Gabe Kapler.
The guy that was with the Phillies?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I didn't hear that one yet.
Yeah, Gabe Kapler is the...
He just got bounced by the Phillies, and now the Giants are picking him up?
Major League Baseball is getting a lot
it's like the NFL.
That's right.
Holy smoke. That's not good.
I'm looking here to see.
You could probably Bumgarten is going to be on another team then.
Yeah. The 44-year-old Kapler was fired. You're right. That's exactly where he was. Was fired after going 161 and 163 in 2 years with the Phillies.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah. A less than 500 manager gets a new job pretty quick after baseball season.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That'll make sense to me. So the two manager hire after Girardi and the great Beltran. Next one is this guy. So you had a guy with no experience and a guy with less than a 500 record takes the new jobs in baseball. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put my name in a hat. They don't even have to know me. Maybe they'll hire me.
Really, it's the NFL is consistently bad at that. But this is
baseball's catching up quick.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Catching up real quick.
All right.
Hey, there's a new NFL. There's a new quarterback in the market in the NFL.
Well, you know, this is he's talking. Mike is talking about Colin Kaepernick. The NFL is going to hold a league-sanctioned workout for him to work out in front of all the teams.
That he organized.
He organized it, but they're allowing it. And this whole thing is a sham to try to cover up the league. People accusing the league of blackballing him. So this, the league set this up in connection with Colin Kaepernick, and we'll see if any teams take the bite. I mean, there's teams that need quarterbacks, so we'll see.
You know as well as me, you just said the magic words. There's teams that need quarterbacks. Huh? If Kaepernick was any good, he'd be on the team. In the NFL, it doesn't matter if you kill people, throw babies out the window. It doesn't matter what you do in the NFL. If you're any good, you're gonna find a job. Somebody's gonna give it to you. Kaepernick would have a job if he's any good. He's not any good. His last year or two with the 49ers, he couldn't hit the side of a barn with the ball when he was passing it. He was missing people by 10, 15 yards. So maybe in Kaepernick's eyes, that's good. But in owners and in coaches' eyes, that's pretty bad. So I just want to see what's going to happen by the weekend if nobody, and probably nobody, picks him up. What's going to be his crying story now? Maybe he'll blame Russia.
All right. And the other story that I have to mention, and it's going to go nowhere because I don't know how they can prove it. The Houston Astros former player Mike Fears reported to a newspaper that the team used camera in center field to steal signs and immediately communicate the information to hitters.
Okay, now here's the thing. Who's Mike Fears? Do you know who Mike Fears was? I know who Mike Fears was. Do you know?
No, I don't know, but I don't have
He's
to know.
He's a pitcher. So how is a pitcher going to know that they're giving signs to batters because he doesn't hit?
I have no idea. But this whole story...
It's fake news.
Well, it's not fake news. It's actual news because there's an investigation. But how
are you
going to...
It's true. There's going to be an event. I could say that I sold signs to the Mets.
I know, but you can't call it fake news because it's not fake news, so it's disproven. And it's not going to be disproven, so it's just going to be another news story and another accusation. It's not like in football where teams have camps outside. Some of them used to have them outside, and people would take cameras and try to, from far away, and take pictures of formations and stuff. It's really hard to cheat inside a baseball stadium.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. I pitched, right? And when guys are on second base, you change signs. Okay, this is old-fashioned baseball. So when the first guy's on second base, maybe one means a fastball. When the second guy's on second base, maybe one means a slider. You don't know. The pitchers and the catchers are constantly changing signs. Maybe pitchers and catchers aren't as smart now as they were 30 years ago. But there's no way you're going to steal signs for anybody because when a catcher, if he hits twice on the right leg, it might be an inside pitch. It might be an out. They constantly change it. You can't steal pitches. It's fake news. I'm telling you, it's not. It's impossible. You might be able to steal signs from a coach for hit and run and whatnot because they're pretty constant because it's 20 guys have to know the same sign when you're batting. But when you're pitching, the only guy that needs to know the sign is the pitcher and the catcher. And you can constantly change the sign. You can change it for each an odd number in the lineup. It means something as opposed to an even number in a lineup. There's so many ways to change pitches. This isn't true. It's not true. Oh, I'm telling you right now.
I don't think it's true because if a team got somebody in center field with a camera, I don't care how well they disguise it. Over 80-some games at home with today's high-definition cameras and teams, it would have been discovered. It would have been discovered.
Let me tell you something. You can have somebody standing behind the pitcher on the field with a blackboard, and you're not going to steal the signs. It can't happen because there's too many combinations. There's too many different ways that you can give signs for different pitches. That doesn't mean anything. I could go 1-1-1-1-1, okay? I did it 5 times. It's an odd number. It means it's a breaking ball. There's so many ways you can do it. You can't steal signs.
Yeah. Like I said, it was one of the stories that I wanted to bring up because there's nothing else really to talk about in sports.
And then think about how much time it takes. Okay, so I'm down as a catcher, and I put down 1, 2, 3, okay? The pitcher's already in his motion. How is the batter going to know in that much time that what's coming? He can't, unless he has a microphone in his helmet, which they don't have, because if you watch the way they throw those helmets around, they'll be spending more money replacing microphones than you would be paying people in salaries. It's a lot of baloney. It's Mike Fierce trying to become relevant again. That's all it is.
All right. Well, that's why I brought it up. I just thought it was an interesting story to talk about.
Well, I played baseball for quite a while. It doesn't happen. There's no time involved. You can't do it.
All right. Any other sports stories?
The Rangers won again last night. I watched that, but the Penguins aren't the Penguins right now. They have a ton of injuries to big players, but nonetheless, you got to beat who you're playing, and the Rangers won yesterday in overtime.
All right. We'll see what happens. We've got football to pick tomorrow.
Yeesh.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
I think I got to start going back to the kitty litter this year.
Probably. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.